Wednesday night, or Liutes Tammuz, Dvar Halacha and Chodesh Halavos. So the 3 weeks, Ashkenazim don't take haircuts, and really not. This includes the hair in other places on the body. There are some exceptions. Ask a shayla if you think there would be an exception. An adult is not allowed to cut the hair of children. Even a child that's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion, that even a child that's lo higia lechinuch, also it's also for an adult to cut the hair. And again, if there's discomfort to the child or an other, right, if there's a scene of special tzorich, so yes, kashayla. The rule of thumb would be that if he's lo higia lechinuch, you could be meikel. If he's lo higia lechinuch, then you have to ask kashayla. I got a lot of shaylos about shaytels. I don't know why. You're allowed to cut and trim a shaytel during the 3 weeks. Not during the 9 days. A shaytel is a beged. It's not here. Even if it's here. That's another discussion. But it's a beged, not here. Not nichlal in the isra of a haircut. So you're allowed to do it the 3 weeks. Okay. The Chavis HaLovis is talking about precious, and he says an interesting idea that since it's so important for Yidden, for Jews, to practice precious, and if you don't, and the Torah really is one big precious teacher, and if you start to be mizdarder, it goes downhill, who knows where it'll end up. And then he describes the world we're living in. America reached a new low today. I hope you don't follow the news, but the Supreme Court reached a new low in immorality. The Supreme Court, yeah. Okay, so he describes that there are people who, maybe you all know people like that. I know people like that. That there's people that are role models for people who want to climb out of the muck. And they're people who are not ashamed to make a chasana, let's say in America. Like they won't make a big smorgasbord. They'll have a very, very simple, even, you know, the whole smorgasbord. Not just for the men, but even for women, you know, there'll be basically nothing there, or the person that's still driving around with a car that doesn't look like a rocket ship, but still has a good old fashioned yeshivish car, and there's people that this is my mishalim. The Chavis HaLovis is talking about prushim, mamish prushim, from anything that's not a specific need. But I'm saying the idea that the Chavis HaLovis is putting forth that there are role models that we could follow. And they give chizik for people who think, you know, it's impossible to fight the crowd, it's impossible to climb out of this. So then there's people that take upon that are role models, and you say, you know, look at this. Now, in my experience, again, this person made a chasana that way, and the world didn't cave in, and this person doesn't have every electronic gadget, and this person doesn't buy his kids every toy that comes in the market, and they look, they survive to tell the tale. Look at that, amazing. So it gives, it's like a role model. So the Chavis HaLovis describes people in that role, and then he says, "V'chasha yifna alem chole hados," and then people come to them. He describes people. Actually, I'm describing what I have found in my experience, that there could be role models that you never even come into contact with. You just say, oh look, he drives such a car, and he dresses this way, and his wife dresses this way, and it's fine, nothing happened. Look, they survived, they lived. Because Lovis is talking that actual people come to them, and they're more people how to act. They act not only as role models, but as more derech. V'chasha yifna aleihem chole hados yirapuhu. They work with them. They serve as rabbeim for these people. Ocholei hanefesh b'madve hasfekos. People who are cholei nefesh because they have sfekos, but the reason they have sfekos is because they want to, right? In the famous word, they don't have kashas, they have terutzim. So they want to live a certain way. Yechushu l'rapo ba'amitas chochmosom. Amisrachek mimashmas Hashem. People that are going off the derech. People that devote themselves to helping others. That's what he's describing. So in the larger picture of the Shaar, he's describing people who are prushim to an extreme. But he then talks about some people who are who if they find Mizrachik b'mishmas Hashem, yachziru eleho v'yodudu, they give chizik and they encourage, or almost pachatov, yavtichu lo, they promise him, they show him, ki Hashem yislach lo, kasha yoshuv mehem, if they do tshuva, v'mbo aleyem ashocheyach es Hashem yazkiruhu, O tzaddik yam tzuhu, the tzaddik that feels himself falling, they give chizik to the tzaddik. O heyav Hashem yischabru imo, O maritz es yicholus Hashem yaritzu, v'im yechto yitaplu bo v'haskirim lo es hatshuva. And they give chizik, v'im lecha yivakruhu, they visit the person, v'im hoylem oidif mitzorcha yolam hazeh, yisadu midem, they give of their money, and as they attach themselves and they feel their role is to give chizik to people who never have fallen or who are weaker than they are, and he describes different things that they do to befriend them and to give them chizik and to teach them. Such people in the world are like the sun, that the light of the sun spreads out all over. Elyono v'tachdono, v'rei me'ira l'kochovim she'oleo k'mo she'me'ira Lama Shatachter Menakochom Vagufim Bechina Yechidim Alolu Asher Tiarti Lecha Nenim Em Bolam Azeh. Right, some people might think, what purpose are they? But they serve a very great purpose in this world, that they teach people the right thing to do. Kamosh Nemar Emem Tzavistom Chamishim Tzadikim Besalcha Ir Benoslasi Lecha Lamokom Ba'avuram The Mezake, the neighborhood or the city in which they live. She compares Oave Hashem to the Shemesh because they benefit the world with the light that they shine out. We find Prushim in every door, Kamo Shemavor B'Sefreihem. This is something to delve into in a different place. Okay, let's end the paragraph.